Chapter 6. How to Distinguish Between Projects and Areas. Soon after I landed my first professional job in my mid-20s, I picked up a book called Getting Things Done. Written by executive coach and consultant David Allen, it presented an approach to personal productivity that was systematic and principled. That approach is known as GTD, and it immediately had a dramatic impact on how I worked. It was like putting on X-ray glasses. Suddenly, I could see the information flowing toward me in terms of clear categories, each one designed to make it easier to act on that information. Of the many definitions and distinctions that Allen introduced me to, perhaps the most powerful is between projects and areas of responsibility. These are the two most actionable categories of information you encounter each day, and thus the most important to master. I've noticed that this is also a confusing and unclear distinction for many people. Let's take a closer look at each one through the lens of how they work within PARA. Projects, a goal with a deadline. My definition of a project is any endeavor that has 1, a goal that will enable you to mark it complete, and 2, a deadline or time frame by which you'd like it done. A goal is simply the outcome the project is trying to achieve. It could be a successful staff retreat, a website redesign, or a kid's birthday party. There is something you are trying to have happen in the real world that will enable you to mark it complete. A deadline adds a time limit to achieving your goal. You don't want your efforts lingering on forever, never quite knowing whether you succeeded or failed. Having some kind of endpoint in mind, whether strict and externally imposed or informal and self-imposed, allows you to ask yourself, how much can I get done with the time remaining? Areas of responsibility, a standard to maintain over time. While projects are important, not everything is a project. There are facets of your work and life that don't have a clear end goal or deadline. We call them areas of responsibility. An area of responsibility has 1, a standard to be maintained, and 2, an indefinite end date. Work-related areas include your job duties, whether that is management, customer service, financial analysis, strategy, coaching, direct reports, or advising. You also have areas of responsibility in your personal life, like your health, finances, personal development, and relationships, which will continue in some form for as long as you live. In all of these examples, the areas have no particular outcome to be achieved. There is no finish line you can reach that allows you to complete your health or finish strategy once and for all, or check off finances as an ongoing concern. Instead of a goal, an area of responsibility has a standard you're trying to maintain. For example, if you're responsible for an area at work like leading product development, there is a standard of performance or a quality bar for the product you are responsible for. That may include upgrading its speed and performance, fixing bugs quickly, and approving new updates to be released. For your finances, your standard may be that you pay all your bills on time and provide for your family's needs. For parenting, it may be that you spend quality time with your kids every evening and make sure they are always loved and protected. Maintaining your areas is an ongoing process. It requires thoughtfulness and self-awareness to sense what you want and what's missing in each one. An area is not so much a prize to win as a dance to enjoy. This is the realm of daily habits, meaningful rituals, and timeless values that transcend any particular project. Distinguishing projects and areas. To put it simply, projects end while areas continue indefinitely. However, there are a few other subtleties you should be aware of. Every project typically falls under an area of responsibility. For example, running a marathon is a project, which falls under the area of health. Publishing a book is a project, which falls under the area of writing. Saving 3 months' worth of expenses is a project, which falls under the area of finances. Planning an anniversary dinner is a project, which falls under the area of your spouse. Although projects and areas are related, it's critically important that you distinguish between them. Failing to do so is a root cause of so many frustrations and challenges. Let me illustrate why. If you have a project, such as writing a book, but you treat it like an ongoing area, without any particular goal or outcome in mind, it will feel aimless and directionless. Likewise, if you have an area, like maintaining a certain weight, but you treat it like it's just a one-time project, then even if you succeed in losing the extra weight, you'll likely revert right back afterward because you didn't put in place long-term habits. In other words, projects and areas require completely different approaches, mindsets, and tools to be successful. Knowing which ones to use starts with identifying them correctly in the first place. Sprints versus marathons. Think of projects as sprints. You are sprinting to reach the finish line as fast as possible. Areas are like marathons. You have to sustain a consistent level of performance over a long distance. I've noticed most people tend to favor either projects or areas in the way they lead their lives. Do either of the following descriptions sound familiar? Project people are good at sprints. Give them a clear goal and a path to get there, and they will ferociously chase after it with everything they have. The weakness of sprinters is that once they've reached their goal, they will often have trouble keeping it going. Sprinters are prone to starting many things and getting obsessed for a short time before moving abruptly to something else. Area people excel at marathons. Send them on a long journey and they will doggedly keep at it for as long as it takes. The weakness of marathoners is that they often have trouble changing direction. When an opportunity opens up that requires quick, decisive action, marathoners might stubbornly maintain their current direction even when it no longer makes sense. Once you view your life through the lens of projects and areas, it becomes very clear that you need both. Sprints to ramp up something new, and marathons to sustain it. Projects bring you the novelty and excitement of starting new things, whereas areas bring you the peace of mind and sense of perspective you want at the end of the day, whether you succeeded or not. Para is a support system for both, executing projects and maintaining areas, which is why those two categories are front and center in how I recommend you organize your digital life.